course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ford technicians really know tires. After all, they sell one every 4 seconds.
Have your tires inspected during the big tire event going on at your Ford dealer. You'll even get up to $120 in mail-in rebates on select tires when you use the Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See a participating Ford dealer for details through 5/31/14.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232218.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Target Talk St. Louis is presented by the Belleville Indoor Shooting Range and Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton. Join the conversation about firearms beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Tim Weiland sitting in for Dan Strauss.
Listen in your car.
He used to have a poop bag hanging on his hip.
So join
to his leg. I don't know.
There's no fun left on
FM. Oh, we're full of chat.
And his intestines cut out.
And we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm talking about.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. How old is your house? How old is your kitchen? 10, 12, 15 years old? Time for a change. You don't have to buy a whole new house to get a whole new kitchen or bathroom. We're going to tell you why, if you're AM and the PM, you absolutely, if you're truly AM and the PM, would never have that done without at least talking to the folks at Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. But first, we have this. Let's see who's in the room. One familiar face, one sort of familiar, but not an everyday face. Let's start with a guy whose face is in here every day. The control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive a lump sum distribution from a 401k, now is a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Normally I say Dan Strauss is in the house. If I say Tim Weiland is in the house, it doesn't have the same ring to it. House, Strauss,
yeah,
so, and nothing rhymes with Weiland. What the heck, he's not from Highland. His name's Tim Weiland. Nah, okay, whatever. Tim Weiland is here because Dan is either faking and pretending to have a kidney stone because it's a really nice day and he wanted to play, or he's in pain and in the hospital with a kidney stone. In his place, Tim Weiland. Tim, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. And just to let you know, Dan Strauss sounds like he just got out of the hospital, so you may want to talk to him here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he on the phone? Oh, I see. I see you put it on the screen. Well, we'll do that here in a moment, and you be the judge. Faking or in pain. Kind of like a little game we're going to play. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And I guess Rat Boy thought this was funny. He's got a gift for Tim. It's a colostomy bag filled with, what is that? Melted, what is
cheese.
That? Melted cheese. Yeah, that looks disgusting.
Funny, Rat Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, if your bag looks like that, you can see the doctor immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limpfrist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. And I know Dan's in pain, so we're not going to waste any time. We will get to the sponsor, but right now, live on the phone, either still with a kidney stone or having just passed or had it removed, Dan Strauss. Dan, what's the story?
I still have the kidney stone.
And
I'm still in the hospital.
You know what happens when you have kidney stones? You realize you turn into Tom Brokaw.
Oh, really? Is that what it sounds like?
Because you're slurring just like he does.
Oh.
Maybe that's the drug, the pain medicine or whatever.
Yeah.
So you went to the hospital, right?
I'm at the hospital.
And what have they said? What are you going
to
do?
They said, well, every time I go to pee, I have to strain it.
I have to strain when I go to pee.
Well, no, not strain like strain.
Oh,
like
I see. Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah.
I have to strain it. And then I had to have the nurse, because my eyes are so crappy, I had to have the nurse come and look to see if I passed my stone. And then...
Does the nurse look at your wiener?
Yeah, she had a magnifying glass. Yeah.
I believe the hospital just sent us over an MP3 of Dan straining while he was peeing. Do we have that, PR?
Yeah.
It's Dan straining. There it is. There it is. Oh, boy, listen. Oh, man, that sounds... Oh, that sounds... I can burn. Oh, shoot, that sounds painful.
Kristen's my nurse. She just walked by.
Now, are you in a room or where are you?
I'm in a room.
Oh, they admitted you.
No, not in a room to be admitted. The doctor just walked in, but I had to go get a CT, a CAT scan.
Does he know you're on the radio right now?
No.
Well, tell him. Say, I'm Dan Strauss. I'm a radio personality.
Hold on. I have a 4-millimeter kidney stone.
Oh, wow. How
blocking.
They
blocking.
Oh, it's
Ooh.
Blocking.
Oh, boy. That's pretty good size, 4-millimeter.
Oh, crap.
We'll play some music for Dan.
Now, does the doctor ask the doctor if he's ever heard of you or me or the show or anything?
Dan?
Okay. Have you ever heard of what are you playing?
This is some music for you for your mood you're in.
Okay,
what is it?
It's confusing.
Comfortably numb.
Yeah. Oh,
I think he's too comfortably numb. No, seriously, ask the doctor. AM and the PM.
Is he you know, are you AM and the PM? Do you know?
He's gonna say what's
familiar
that?
With that? Like opinion.
He has no idea.
He says yes. Large one.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. So he knows he has a celebrity in
there. What's the doctor's name, Dan?
Do you know? Supposed to be. Well, I'm on the air with him right now.
Can I talk to the doctor?
Yeah, I don't know. Frank wants to talk to you for a second. Hold on, Frank.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doctor, I'm fine. It's Frank Opinion. We're on the air on 550 KTRS. Do you know who you have there as a patient? Dan.
You know, he's a celebrity.
Yeah. Well, see, this doctor gets it. He does know. Doc, can I ask your last name?
Shepperly.
Dr. Shepperly. So, Doc, what's the story? How much of this is faking and how much is real? Does he really have
Well, you know, it's always 50-50. There has to be a little part of emotion and fake with, you know, something real.
Right.
Now, he says 4-millimeter. That sounds pretty big to me.
The good news is you can pass something less than 6.
That is good news.
But that's like giving birth.
So I'm you not do like a sonogram?
8 to 10 pound baby.
Yeah, how did you find it? I mean, do you take a picture? How did you find it to
a
measure?
A CAT scan.
And you can actually measure from the CAT scan.
Yeah, you can measure pretty accurately.
Well, you're in the middle of your busy day, and we're not going to keep you, and I thank you for talking with us. And, Doc, take good care of him, because, we don't need him that much.
Hey, but we're happy to. St. Luke's is always happy to help.
Take care of him anyway, Doc, okay? All right.
Hey.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
All right. Well, you're in good hands.
Yeah.
Just like Allstate.
I know. I got like a 4-centimeter whatever that is.
It sounds to me like you're going to, one way or another, they're going to get this thing passed by the end of the day.
By the end of the day?
It sounded to me like he's going to get it out of there.
No, they're not going in after it.
Well, how do you know?
I don't know. I'm not letting anybody near that.
Okay.
How doped up are you?
Keep us posted. Yeah, what have you been taking? What'd they give you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I got an IV.
You don't care either?
No. No, it's something. I've just been kind of laying here watching people.
You know what
walk
you
around
have to ask for before it's too late and they let you out of there? Get a sponge bath.
Okay.
You got to ask for a sponge. Say, I feel really crusty and cheesy down there and sweaty because it's a warm day. It's in the 80s. Say, I really am uncomfortable. Could you get a nurse to soak me up and give me a good sponge bath?
I'll have Kristen do it.
I think that's part of their duty. I just, you know.
Duty.
They're obligated to do that.
I clean that, too.
No. just and then if they send a nurse in who's really ugly, go, okay, I'm not that dirty.
Yeah, it's okay.
Keep going till you get, you know, really hot nurse.
I'll get, my nurse is pretty hot, Kristen.
Well, get a sponge bath.
I'll get, yeah.
All right.
I will.
And tell them you like to be bathed with baby oil when you get a sponge bath.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
Keep us posted.
I will. Hey, I have to say happy birthday to my stepmom, Alice.
Listen to this. This man
he still remembers what he did today.
He still remembered his stepmother. That's unbelievable. Selfless. At death's door, and he still remembered that.
Yeah.
Well, you just did, and I'm sure she appreciates it, all right? So
all right.
Keep us posted.
I will.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks.
Dan Strauss, literally with his trouser mouse. His trouser mouse is choking on a 4-millimeter stone in the hospital. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Now, Tim Weiland has a home. You don't rent, do you? You have your own place?
No, we have our own place.
How old is that house?
I believe it's about 5 years old.
Oh, that's not old. Your kitchen's fine. You'll be fine for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that eliminates that possibility of conversation. I know Peon can't... Well, if he did remodel his kitchen, he'd be an idiot because he rents the house.
Right.
He'd just be
it's
giving it to the landlord. For those of you who are in a home that's, say, I don't know, 15, 20 years old, doesn't even have to be that old, you're sick of the kitchen. That's exactly what happened with our house. We love the house. But from the day we moved in, we never liked the kitchen. You know, after we were in it for, I don't know, 10 years or so, we finally decided, let's get rid of the part of the house we don't like. And we did. We changed, drastically changed the kitchen from dark to light, took out a whole section of counter space and cabinetry that was blocking the view into the great room. I like that open, you stand in the kitchen and you can see all the way into the great room. So we did it. We didn't do it. Thompson Price and his crew did it. And they were that was the company we chose after getting three bids and talking with three other companies. And the different bids and the suggestions and the ideas were literally different. I mean, completely different. The one company handed us something that looked like the guy did it as an afterthought at lunch on a napkin or something. Just some scribbling. Not impressive at all. One company was less expensive, considerably less than Thompson Price, but I could tell why. Now, what they presented us was crap. It wasn't well thought out. It wasn't professional. So with Thompson Price, then a year or two later, we had a bathroom done, and a year or two after that, another bathroom. So what I'm going to say to you is this. You can, if you want to get 3, 4, 5 bids and talk to other people, please, please do, because I think that might actually seal the deal for Thompson Price. When you see what they're capable of compared to what some other people can do. And if you want the $5,000 kitchen, this is not the place to go. They don't do that. They do it right, and they're perfectionists. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Now, we're going to have a little time. We can stretch. I can take a little longer, take time with a joke, because Mike Evans, who I think we all heard him say he'll be sending us a report, recorded.
Right.
He didn't do it.
No.
We have no such report. So we don't have a Mike Evans segment.
So, hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Dan Strauss, I talked to him after he got off, and he wanted me to let you know that the doctor already got a couple texts saying that they heard him on the air.
Well, there you go.
So you see, St. Luke's is AM and the PM.
Now, what was that doctor's name? Weatherby?
Shepperly.
Shepperly. Dr. Shepperly. Let's do an outdoor segment. What do you say?
All right.
Let's. Tim, do you like to go outdoors?
I love outdoors.
Well, who doesn't? Especially when it's 82 or 3 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the outdoors segment. I'm your host, Frank. Well, today's outdoor segment is all about going outdoors when it's real nice and warm. And it's nice and warm today, so get outdoors.
Yeah, there you go.
This outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Right in the heart of Osage Beach. Wait till you see the selection of handguns. You bow hunters. Now, I'm not into that. And I'm not into it because not because I don't like it. I've just never tried it. I look at today's bows, and it looks like some kind of a symphony harp to me. I've never seen so many pulleys and whatever. A bow to me was like when you're a kid and you had that thing with a rubber stopper on the end of it, and it was a bowed piece of wood with one string, and that's a bow. They're much more complicated now, and they have an entire archery department. Tom will take good care of you. Long guns, accessories, all that stuff. Pistols Plus, Osage Beach, Missouri. Boy, they didn't waste any time with that Letterman replacement, did they?
No.
And I'm shocked, Stephen Colbert. That surprises me. They must
They were listing possible hosts, he was on there.
Yeah, but they must have already been in talks with him. There's no way they put together that fast.
Wait, where was I? Steve Colbert?
He's the replacement for Letterman.
You're kidding.
Announced this morning, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that was so fast, they had to have already had that lined up.
I don't know a lot about him. I don't watch either of those.
I don't either. Good. He's very political.
Yeah. But I heard he's going to drop that whole fake act he was doing on the Colbert.
Well, that would be great. But isn't that what he is all? That's his act.
Yeah. I mean, some people say he's funny, I guess, on talk show appearances as a guest. So.
Well, maybe he'll be great. Now, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, you see the Rolling Stone cover?
Yes.
Her, and she's got the Declaration
Constitution.
Or the Constitution on her back. And at the bottom, it's signed John Hancock. Well, all the tweets and all the talk shows are talking about, oh, my God, what a big mistake. John Hancock actually signed the Declaration of Independence, not the Constitution. Folks, let me tell you something. I guarantee you that was done on purpose just so people would talk about it. They knew John Hancock didn't sign the Constitution. That's what you do if you're smart. You make a mistake on purpose. And that's what we do here. When you hear us make a mistake, it is deliberate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We do it on purpose so
people
that
people talk about it.
People talk about it.
They did today.
Well, did you hear Frank mispronounce that name? No, it was all on purpose. It's always on purpose. We get it. We know exactly what they did because we do it all the time. I want to thank the Cardinal Cowboy for coming. That guy's a very interesting story. If you missed it, well, too bad. Sorry you missed it. Now, here's a shocker. Mickey Rooney died the other day at 93. This guy was in show business for like, 85 years or something. I mean, since he was a little bitty kid. He died broke. His entire estate, $18,000.
Whoa.
How can that be?
Oh.
And I'll tell you how I think it can be.
I guess, even.
Well, he couldn't have. Your net worth is going to be more than 18 grand if you own a home.
Right.
And here's what I think happened. When Mickey Rooney really made his money, there was no residual royalty back end percentage. They didn't know to do all that. It's like all these people from shows years ago, TV shows, where they never got paid when things went into syndication or rerun. Now they're smarter, and they have agents who go, ha-ha, if this goes into syndication or anything, and then DVDs or whatever, we get a piece. He must not have gotten a piece of anything. And to only have $18,000 was, I mean, just, I was really shocked by that. I would have thought this guy, but like Peon said to me off the air, what has he really done in the last 25, 30 years? Not just a little bit part here and a bit part there. And I got to tell you, they probably got him cheap because he was thrilled just to be out there, just to be working, to be seen. I saw him one time. I've only been to the Muni Opera twice in my life. And one, he was on stage with Ann Miller. She's an old-time dancer, and it was Sugar Babies. I left at intermission. I hated it. But I went to the Muni before the Muni had the better sound system, before they had the fans, back when it was miserable, you know, in July or August to go to the Muni. But of the two times, I know what was playing both times. The first time I went, it was Anna Maria Alberghetti's and the West Side Story. Ooh. I hated that. And this other thing that I hated. So those are my two experiences. Where are these women in radio when we need them? Now, what I'm talking about is this chick down in New Orleans. She gets in a cab, she's drunk, climbs in the front seat of the cab, and starts making sexual advances toward the cab driver, who turned her down, but he recorded it on his cell phone. And she's 33 years old, Jennifer Gaubert. She's flashing her Virginia.
Private,
yeah. Private parts. Talking sexy to him, even touching his crotch area over his clothing.
Yeah, I watched the video.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, it was, he was kind of hiding the phone, like, on his left side, you know, pointing it towards the passenger seat. And they pixelated out her privates. But
too bad.
Yeah.
Said she's a former radio personality. And here's the weird part. A year later, she files a complaint and goes after him, claiming the driver tried to blackmail her. Blah, 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 blah. Well, the end of the story is he kept that cell phone video. So he had proof, but she made him miserable. He spent 27 hours in prison before they could get and retrieve this stuff. I guess what I'm saying is, why don't we have any women here that flash their private parts? I mean, where are these radio? Well, you know what? We had one. I don't know if Tim was here when she was here or not. I'm not going to name any names. And you know what I'm talking about, Peon. She had some nice big ones, and she was real aggressive. And she came to work here at the station, and she threw it around pretty good. But she was one of these gals that she would wear the deepest, deepest, deep V plunging, and she had some massive cleavage. But then if you said anything, if she didn't like you, and you said, hey,
right,
she'd go file a complaint.
Yes.
Yet she probably instigated this stuff more than anybody else. I went to lunch with her one day. I didn't know her, but I enjoyed looking at her chest. And we went to lunch, and I'm not making this up. We sat down, and the first thing she said to me was, so when are we going to sleep together?
Whoa.
The first thing she said. I miss women in radio like that. We need more of that.
I must not have been around then, because I'd have remembered stuff like that.
Yeah, Peon will tell you off the air who it was. Yeah. She hasn't been with us for quite a while, for a long, long time. It's a little scary if you have somebody else do your taxes. The Government Accountability Office sent tax returns, and I'm assuming they were identical tax returns, to 19 professional tax preparers. 17 of the 19 screwed them up. What? 17 Whoa. Of 19. Now, here's the other scary thing. They sent a bunch of tax returns to preparers, and then they had individuals do the same tax returns. The paid professional tax preparers had a 60% error rate. Private citizens doing the same taxes had 50%. More mistakes made by the professionals than by just somebody doing their own. And I'm sure that's all short form taxes, but still, even all the more reason the pros should be able to do it better. Now, we didn't get a chance to do any Burke segment. We got a little extra time because, Tim, did you have anything? I know you just kind of blew in last minute. Did you have anything you wanted to? I don't want you to come and go without having a chance to have said anything. Is there anything you need to cover?
Not really. I heard you yesterday talking about that one commercial where they're talking about Ronald McDonald, and I saw that commercial last night, and I agree with you.
It makes me think of McDonald's.
Exactly. I mean, I think one time during the whole thing that they showed, it was Taco Bell. I mean, you're watching Ronald McDonald about five different people, and that's what you're thinking of. I thought about that all last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's ever a good idea to mention the competitor more. Peon, did you have any Burke segments?
Yeah, I was just going to mention this one story I saw today. To anybody who's thinking about or has in the past parked in front of a fire hydrant, please Google today the BMW fire hydrant firefighters. Just put that in Google. There's these pictures going around. I think it was in New York. City of Boston. This nice BMW decided to park in front of a fire hydrant, and an 8-alarm fire went off right around there. So the firefighters smashed this BMW's windows open so they could get their hose through the car,
man,
and hooked up to the hydrant. And even with that, it still restricted the water flow some to the fire. So
that guy's going to have a big bill.
Yes. So
to pay.
Don't
Plus,
do that.
Don't park next to the fire hydrant. Good advice, Peon. We won't close the Burke segment. We don't have enough time. All right. There is only one word in the English language. This is just one of those sort of throwaway, trivial, whatever. One word that ends with the letters M-T. Anybody have any idea what it is? And it's a legitimate word.
Dreamt.
Listen to Peon.
Oh, thank you.
That's it. It's the only word. Now, how about this one? Now, I don't know how they can actually prove this. In the last 4,000 years, no new animals have been domesticated. In the last 4,000 years, no new animals have been domesticated. In other words, dogs were already domesticated, cats, horses.
And some people have pets that are exotic. Those
that's
aren't
not
necessarily domesticated.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's not domesticated. Wow. Now, here's a good one. If the population of China would walk past you, just walking, in a single file, the line...
Huh? I said, oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking.
The line, well, first of all, here, the line would never end because of the rate of reproduction.
Oh.
By the time it took enough years to get all the population by, new people would have been born. It would never end.
Wow.
That's how many people live in China. Now, this is a good one. And I'm going to give you, whoever jumps on this first, there's only one state in the United States that only has one syllable. What is it?
Maine.
Yeah. Tim and Weiland, winner. I don't know what you won, but you won. The ladies in here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to dedicate this to the Cardinal Cowboy because he said he worked for 10 years at Anheuser-Busch. Old joke, but a great joke. When the InBev people took over Anheuser-Busch, one of them had the bright idea to set up a meeting with the Pope, and it'll become clear here in a minute what the meeting was about, because I'll get into the meeting. Well, because of the power and the size of that company, they were able to get an audience with the Pope. And the chairman of the board of InBev gets to the Vatican. They take him in the room, and honest to goodness, there's the Pope. He said, Your Holiness, he said, thank you so much for meeting with me. He said, I'll get right to it. InBev, which now owns Anheuser-Busch, is prepared to make a very generous contribution to the Catholic Church. If we could get you to convince people when they say the Lord's Prayer to, instead of saying, give us this day our daily bread, say, give us this day our daily bud. And the Pope said, what? He said, but Budweiser. See, we make now. But he said, I know that. It's the Lord's Prayer. He said, yeah, we know, Your Holiness. He said, and let me finish. I'm talking about a check right now, right here, to the Catholic Church for $100 million. And all you have to do is tell all Catholics everywhere that from now on when they say that prayer, give us this day our daily bud. The Pope said, absolutely not. The chairman of InBev says, all right, I see. You drive a hard bargain, Your Holiness. $1 billion. $1 billion. Pope says, a billion? He said, a billion. He says, no, I... He said, all right, okay. $10 billion. Change the Lord's Prayer to give us this day our daily bud. And the Pope said, you would seriously write a check for $10 billion if I do that? He said, you absolutely better believe it. And the Pope says, excuse me a minute. He walks out with some of the higher Vatican cardinal, whatever, the higher, and they're like having a little it was a conference out there. The Pope walks back in, he says, puts his hand out and says, you got a deal. $10 billion, and we will change the Lord's Prayer from give us this day our daily bread to give us this day our daily bud. But we cannot do it till January of 2018. And the CEO at InBev says, why? He says, because that's when our contract with Wonder Bread runs out.
Meep, meep. All right, we just got a report of an accident on eastbound 370 near the Earth City Expressway that has two right lanes blocked. Also on westbound 70, some pretty heavy traffic between 170 past the airport. You're slow again from the Blanchet Bridge out through Zumbel, and you'll find a stretch from Mid Rivers Mall Drive out through T.R. Hughes Highway K area. Southbound 270 is still pretty slow from south of Page down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is heavy east of McDonald. It's about midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 44, you're still running a little bit slow now from the Museal Bridge to the Edward Jones Dome, and also westbound 44 between Mraz and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids, try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First, fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes. Then, longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Are you in charge of a charity event, maybe a neighborhood festival, maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Have you paid for an appraisal up front only to be turned down because your house didn't appraise out? At Golden Oak Lending, we take the risk for you. This is Bob Ellman. If your loan doesn't close, you don't pay anything, including the appraisal. Check out our A-plus rating with the BBB. We've been right here for 14 years in St. Louis. Why would you refinance with anyone else?
Home values have been steadily increasing, and with today's mortgage rates in the threes, you can refinance to a lower monthly payment or get cash out to pay off credit cards. Our licensed loan officers are trained to find you the best mortgage plan for your situation, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Apply today. If your loan doesn't close, pay nothing for the appraisal.
Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed. 15-year APR, 3.807. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew,
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop.
Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On April 17th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, April 17th at 6:30 p.m. at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
It seems like almost overnight, St. Louis went from a buyer's market to a seller's market. But you still want to buy that new home, so what are you going to do? You need to be represented and you need to be taken care of. Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy Helbig has been around 17 years as a full-time top producer in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She knows St. Louis County and she knows St. Charles. She and her team will lead you through all the pitfalls to find that perfect house for you. Yes, she's buyer specialist. Yes, she's a seller specialist and marketing experts. In fact, you name it, she can do it when it comes to real estate. To find out more, it's the Kathy Helbig Group, KathyHelbig.com, or you can go on Facebook and type in What the Helbig and find out more. 314-276-SOLD. Don't do anything. If you're buying a home, don't do anything until you check in with Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbig.com. And on Facebook, What the Helbig.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup Tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University, Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head-to-head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes. We host the Maximize Living Room Radio Show every Sunday morning, but you can also call us right now. Are you or your family suffering with allergies, asthma, ADD, chronic pain, depression, migraines? Did you know that all these can be traced back to your nervous system?
Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptoms. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at 314-394-1923. Listen to Maximize Living every weekend and call us now to change the way you view and manage your health. 314-394-1923.
Brandy Looking Glass. Brandy Looking Glass. Jim Weiland is with us. He didn't have a chance to say too much today. I apologize for that. We're busy. Now, I only have a couple minutes. And I thought I love these sort of, you know, this is the kind of things that knowing these things is never going to really do you any good, except, you know, when you're sitting around chit-chat, you know, trying to impress people. They're interesting facts. I'll throw you a couple more here. In recorded history, there was only one month ever where there was no full moon. As most of you know, every month there's a full moon. In February of 1865, for whatever reason, there was no full moon. Wow. The only month. Now check this out. How many ways, I'll start with Tim, he's our special guest. How many ways do you think there are to make change for a dollar? Like 8 ways, 12 ways? How many ways to make change for a dollar?
7.
What do you think, Peon?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. 300.
293.
Okay. Gee, I was that close.
Yeah, you were real close with 7. Peon, that's twice today you've nailed. You guessed Sam Kennison. You guessed the date he died just out of thin air. You 1992. Both, yeah, 200. Well, just if you start thinking about it, look, you can have 95 pennies and a nickel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. 90. If you start really thinking it through,
yeah,
I guess there are 293 ways to make change for a dollar. Only 4 words in the English language end with D-O-U-S. Give me the 4 or 1 at least. D-O-U-S.
D-O-U-S.
Only 4 in our language. This is one of those cocktail party things where you're going to be real impressive. Tremendous, horrendous, stupendous, and hazardous. That's it. There are no more.
Wow.
And the winter of 1932, and this is the last one, it was so cold, Niagara Falls. Have you ever seen Niagara Falls? Gushing, rushing, millions of gallons of water, froze completely solid.
You think this?
Not, is that not true?
Not true.
Ooh,
it's
myth.
Never happened.
Okay.
I mean, there's been pictures before where they show parts, you know, hanging icicles and everything.
Well, that doesn't
never
surprise me. I can't imagine it was frozen. So that is not true. Maybe the 293 ways to make change is not true either. But I think that probably is. I got to do a little bit of business, then we're going to get out of here. And we thank Tim for coming in and helping us out today. Because not just anybody can, well, yeah, anybody can. Matheny Heating and Cooling. How old is your, well, your house is only 5 years old, Tim. So your heating and cooling system is not very old either.
No.
Peon's house. How old is the house you're renting?
50, 60 years.
Woohoo! Yeah, I wonder how old the heating and cooling system is. If your landlord is a good landlord and something happens, you know who she'll call or he'll call. Matheny. 71 years this year. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And if you forget the name and you find yourself sometime going, man, there's a place that the Large Morning Show in the afternoon talks about, and I want to be a good AM and the PMer, and I want to be loyal, and I can't remember it, go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. You'll see it there, Matheny Heating and Cooling. All of St. Louis and St. Charles County, I say all with the exception of the very westernmost portions of St. Charles County, like 98% of St. Charles County. Sorry, Illinois. Don't worry about the make of the model, the brand, the type. Steam engine, old steam, oil, heat pump, schmeat pump, they work on them all, and they're really good at it, and they can put in and replace with a new system anything that goes bad, and they'll do it right. And there's an art to putting the right system for your home or business. And speaking of business, they also do commercial and lots of it. 71 years this year, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, taking a final look at traffic, you've got northbound 170 still running slow between 70 and Airport Road. They've cleared that accident eastbound 370 near the Earth City Expressway, so everything's opened up there. Southbound 270 still running heavy between Olive and Page. Eastbound 40 now is slowing from about Timberlake Manor up through Mace, and it looks like we're heavy again, 170 through Big Bend. Westbound 40 is still a usual slowdown, Kings Highway through McCausland, 270 out through Mason, still a little bit heavy towards the Boone Bridge. And on eastbound 40, downtown, everything is thinned out. This traffic report is brought to you by Preparation H. Hemorrhoids? Try Preparation H. Relief with the power of two. First fast-acting Preparation H medicated wipes, then longer-lasting maximum strength cream. At Walmart, use as directed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Friday morning on McGraw Live, the cast of the musical Once joins us in studio. David Blaustein reviews movies, and McGraw's board meeting is in session with Attorney Jane Duker, Missouri House Rep and Majority Leader John Deal, and Post-Dispatch editorial page editor Tony Messenger. I'm Kelly Jackson. I'll have news twice an hour. Jim Holder will have sports, and Tim Weiland will get you to work on time with traffic. Join us for McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Jim Compton, Compton Roofing. I'd like to ask a question now. When has it ever been fun buying a new roof? That's what I thought. It's a necessity, a burden. There's nothing fun about it. But if you're dealing with a competent roofing company like Compton Roofing, it makes the burden a little easier. Compton Roofing has been in business for over 60 years, and we'd like to take this opportunity to ask you to call us should you have any roofing problems. We're honest people with honest answers. That's why it's important to deal with a competent roofing company, Compton Roofing. 314-427-5912 or ComptonRoofing.com.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
Public service reminder, ladies, if you're on the side of the road with a flat tire, John Carney won't be stopping. And that's a good thing. That's what we learned on Thursday. But on Friday, we'll take you out to the movies with Joe Williams, film critic from the Post-Dispatch. Also, weekend update and the weekly rewind and some flamenco music in studio.
The Martin Kilcoin Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Everyone lives in a flood zone. Knowing yours can help you be more prepared during heavy rains this spring. Visit knowyourzone.org, a service of MSD Know Your Zone.
All right, listen, when Dan comes back, you guys help me. Let's act like we had a tough time without him, okay?
Oh, okay.
Like we barely got through. Even though it's not. Thank you, Tim, for coming in. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Will a virus that's affecting breeding hogs have an impact here in Monroe County? What the local vet has to say about it.
A murder behind a North St. Louis business in the middle of the afternoon. The break police may have to help find the shooter. A soldier killed in last week's Fort Hood shooting is coming home to Missouri. What you can do to help honor his memory.
First at 6, pork prices at the grocery store are going up, and they could go even higher, all because of a deadly virus that has already killed 5 million baby pigs. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce reports farmers are turning to strict biosecurity measures to keep their livestock healthy. Betsy?
Well, Sandy, once the PED virus hits a farm, experts say it will wipe out all the infant pigs. The disease somehow got here from China and has impacted farms in more than two dozen states.